Hezekiah repented of his pride, and the people of Jerusalem humbled themselves. Now then, you see, everybody's involved. The king and the people. They all had to humble themselves before God. Because, see, if you had just been a member of a country that had built a wall and done all this work to get ready to protect yourself against these oncoming nation, and then one morning you didn't know the king had prayed, and you wake up and look out there and there's 185,000 dead men. You think, boy, we're something else. We are really something. We didn't even have to go to battle. Aren't we good? Would it be easy to get into pride? It really would. Yes, ma'am.
Then that's why 2 Chronicles 7:14 means something to us.
That's right. That's one of the most awesome promises. God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven, then I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Isn't that something? Yeah. My people. He didn't say the lost people. He said my people. He's talking to me and you, isn't he? Talking to me and you, brother. Me and you, young lady. My people. We're his people, aren't we? If we humble ourselves before him and we come and pray and ask him, Lord, I mean, you know, so many people today, it's so awesome. Again, what Jack was telling me a while ago when he came in. He said, Herman, there's people out there that do not want to be healed. People in the body of Christ. Since he's got healed, he has talked to people that are sick and afflicted, even pastors. And said, if you'll come out there at the Living Savior Church, I guarantee God will heal you. And they won't come. You see? He said, I guarantee you can get healed out there. They don't believe that. They will not believe it. See, here's the thing. I mean, this is what's wrong with us. We're men of God. We're pastors of big churches or whatever, or big ministries. And we're afraid to say, okay, God, I humble myself before you. Now then, let me go out there to a little tin barn and get healed. No, I ain't going out there to no tin barn to get healed. I got $1 million, $5 million, $20 million church down here. If God wants to help me, he can do it down here. God says, no, no, you humble yourself and come out to my little dwelling place. I humbled myself and I came to a shepherd's feed trough for you. You can't get much more humble than that, can you? Lay the king in a feed trough, give me a break. If it was anybody that ought to have been born in a golden palace, it's the king. But he was not. He humbled himself and he came here. So that's why God does what he did. When people come out here to our little building, our little metal building, and they humble themselves before him and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I sinned. I have messed up. I'm asking you to forgive me. And then, just like Jack did, that's all Jack did. You know, I'm using you as a case there, Jack, because it, you know, it's a very recent one, and you don't mind me telling the story.
I'd like to say that.
Wait just a minute. Wait, if you want to say something in 1 second, I want it on tape. Praise the Lord. And I don't want that just to be, I want everybody to hear you too.
Well, rather than like you said a minute ago, Jack hasn't sinned. I would like to modify that a little bit. As soon as the Lord brings it to my attention, I try to repent immediately and ask for his forgiveness.
Amen. Well, that's what we should all do. You know, I mean, we, all of us, I will have to say, there is not a single one of us in this room that doesn't have some kind of sin before God. But if he's not convicting you of that sin, you know, there's not anything, you know, I mean, if you can't think of it, but if he brings a little something to you and says, you know what you did? I don't like it. You need to repent. You know, you immediately, just like he just said, Lord, I humble myself in your presence. Lord, if I've got unforgiveness towards someone, you just laid that on my heart, that Sister Sue or Brother Bob or whatever. Lord, I got this unforgiveness or whatever. Lord, I want to humble myself before you. And Lord, I'm willing to come anywhere you want me to go. I mean, just like God doesn't never make sense when he does things. Just like when the king went over to the prophet in Israel to get healed. He told him, he said, I ain't even going to come outside to talk to you. I just want you, I'm going to tell my servant, you go out there and tell him to go down to the Jordan River and dip in that river 7 times and he'll get healed of his leprosy. And so the king, whenever this little guy come out, he says, the prophet won't see you. Who does he think he is? Doesn't he know I'm the king? It doesn't sound like he's humbling himself, does it? He said, I ain't going to go up that old nasty Jordan and dip seven times. I could go into the clean rivers of Lebanon and dip if I wanted to. I ain't going to that nasty river. And his little servant said, Lord, if he had asked you to go out and fight a great battle and do something great so you could be healed, you would have done it, wouldn't you? Well, see, there's pride involved in that. That's not the way God does things, is it? No. He said, would you please just go do what the little prophet servant said? Finally, he said, okay. So he go down there, go to the river, and they dip him in that old dirty water. One time he comes up, and he says, see there? There ain't nothing happened yet. He said, sir, he told you to dip seven times, not one. Okay, so they push him down that muddy water again. He comes up and he says, I'm still leprous. He said, sir, that's only two. Isn't it amazing? Three times, four times, six times, he comes up and says, I'm still leprous. I ain't staying in this water no more. Let me out of here. And he could have done that, couldn't he? And he could have been leprous all of his life. But when he humbled himself at the last time, he said, okay, he said seven times, so dip me one more time. Now, there's some of us guys ain't going to go there. Some of us ain't going to get in that muddy water to start with. We're not going to humble ourselves before God. But that man finally said, okay, so his little servant dipped him down, and he comes up that seventh time. When he come up, clean, perfect skin like brand new. Now, what kind of an impact do you think that made on them boys that day? When they saw their king that humbled himself and do what God says, he got healed. Now, do we serve the God that's a healer? Do we also serve the God that's putting the sickness on us? Now, why did he sign the death certificate to Hezekiah? Especially after Hezekiah had done all these wonderful things. Built the wall, got the people. I mean, he had prayed and God had heard his prayer and all kinds of things had happened. And then, after they won the battle and there was peace in Jerusalem, all these gifts began to come in. Hezekiah got pride in his heart. Oh, aren't I a great king? Here we are at peace now because I did this and I did that. And it says God was angry with him and God struck him and said, you're going to be sick and you're going to die. Get your house in order. I don't like what you just done. And if God assigns you the death certificate, is only one thing you can do. What did Hezekiah do? He repented. He fell on his face and said, God, I'm sorry. And when the people humbled themselves, God forgave them all, didn't he? Isn't he a merciful God? But see, we ought to learn how to do it the first way. Right, right? Let's don't get into pride. Whenever he wins the battle for us, let's go run around telling everybody, look what God has done. Look how good he's been. I have what I have because I serve a risen Savior. I am able to walk in divine health because I serve a living Jesus. He's the one that keeps me healthy. He's the one that provides. You know, think about that. So you're a businessman and you make a great business deal. And you make $1 million or maybe $100,000 or whatever. You know, men are good about this. Man, I've really done good at that meeting. I mean, I really wooed them. I was a knockout. I sold them this, and I made $100,000 to my part. Aren't I good? Don't you wish you could be as good as me? You young guys, if y'all just had what I have. You ever heard men talk like that? All the time. And then we wonder next time you see the guy sick and afflicted. Or next time you see him, somebody said, what do you think about old Bob? Oh, yeah, he done that great business deal. Did you hear he had a stroke last week and died? No! Wow, I guess that $100,000 he won just a few weeks ago didn't do him much good then, did it? But see, we don't think about that, do we? No. We don't even think about those kind of things. But let me tell you, if you want to live a long, good life, you got to humble yourself before God and walk holy in His presence. Hezekiah was a king. Israel, when you read these three chapters that we read here, you know, when I read those, the first time I read this years ago, I thought, now, wait a minute. This is trying to soak in on me. I realize God's trying to get my attention. Son, I got something here I want you to see in this book. I want you to see that I don't like pride. And I don't care if you're my king. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to take you out prematurely. Because I just done all these things for Hezekiah. And then it says Hezekiah was sick unto death. During this time, Hezekiah was sick unto death. Lord, he just prayed and you heard. Somebody said, well, I know God hears my prayer. I called and answered, and he answered me. But was he angry with you? If he was, he didn't heal you, did he? Until Hezekiah humbled himself before God, and the people humbled themselves before God, then did God hear, and then God healed him, and he healed him in 3 days, not instantly. Could he have healed him instantly? Absolutely. There's a great message here today for us too. When you are prayed for, you don't never think today, since we serve a God of faith, you don't ever think for a minute that if you come up and you repent of your sins at the end of the teaching this afternoon, whatever your sin is, you repent of that sin, you humble yourself before God, and the prayer of faith is prayed for you, you have zero doubt that God heard your prayer and that he did answer your prayer. Because if you walk out of here and one of your friends, you walk up and say, well, how do you feel? Did you get healed today? He said, I sure hope so. Yes. Forget it. That's not faith. You know, somebody, you walk out and say, how do you feel today? Well, I don't feel any better, but I know I'm healed because it's written in that book.
That's right.
I got my healing because I come to Jesus and he shows up at this place. So I got my healing. You had something else there? Just a second, Jack.
Wait a minute.
You can't talk without a mic?
I just wondered how long it took the Lord to bring to pass his word to Sarah that he would heal her womb.
I have no idea. What do you mean by heal her womb? What do you mean by that? Well, of course, the thing about it is, you know, you stop and think about God being slow in bringing things to pass. In the book of Genesis, thousands of years before, he said, I'm going to bring forth the son. And then 5,000 years or 4,000 years later, he brought that son to pass.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.